Live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Jackson, how are you this morning? Welcome to our live radio show on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM from beautiful downtown Jackson at Bella Notte Restaurante. As for those of you who frequent the show, the breakfast, you can probably tell that I'm not Greg O'Connor. He's much better looking than I am.
No doubt.
Greg is recovering, and we hope that he'll be back for the show next week. My cohort today is the lovely and talented, the man, Rick Walton from the Walton Insurance Group. Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great. This first time for everything, I guess, 20-plus years in radio. I've never hosted Good Morning Greater Jackson, but a lot of beautiful people here today.
Well, you never qualified before. You just weren't capable, but I think maybe we can get
second
to that.
Second string.
You're no Greg O'Connor, I'll tell you that right now.
We have a bunch of great guests that are joining us today. In fact, five great area businesses. We're going to be speaking in just a couple minutes to the crew, Darren and company from Vision Tire and Auto. Barker Weber Insurance. We have Tim and Dan. They're going to join us in a little bit. Rooney Sewer Service. Tom is here today. I spoke with Butch a few minutes ago from Comfort Keepers, so we'll find out what Comfort Keepers is coming up. And Myers, Lombardini, and Lemansky Insurance. They've been here for 40 years. Chris Cook is going to join us coming up in just a little bit. So with that being said, while you're eating your breakfast, let's get started on the radio and here at Bella Notte Restaurante, Rick.
Why don't we start out today with Vision Tire and Auto?
Sounds great.
We got Darren here with us today, right, Darren?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. So Vision Tire and Auto, obviously, I'll bet you sell tires.
We do sell tires.
I'll tell you. And what else do you do around here? What's going on at Vision?
Well, we do complete auto care, so anything that's broken on a car, we can fix. But we specialize in same-day service and pickup and delivery while people are at work or at home.
So you specialize in picking up vehicles, so make it real convenient for people. Go to work, we'll come pick up your car and do whatever you want to do to it.
We pick up people's cars while they're at work. We fix them, and then we drop them back off so that they don't have to wait in somebody's waiting room and waste their time while they're getting their car repaired. We just do it while they're at work. Or at home. If you have little kids and you don't want to pack them up and put them in the car seats and go get your car fixed, we'll come right to your home, pick up your car, and take it in. I've got five chase vehicles and a full-time driver down at the Jackson location, and we run all over town picking up people's cars.
You probably take people back to work, too, won't you?
We'll do that if you want, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, you got cars nowadays. Everything's different on cars nowadays, all this technology, and it seems like I had to take a light out or something like that. They had to take half the car apart, put a light in there. You got the latest technology equipment in that?
We do, yeah. So we're factory-equipped for GM, Ford, and Chrysler. So we have the factory scan tools and all that stuff. We've got master certified mechanics. Down in the Jackson store, we've got two master certified mechanics that do all our work. So when you're even getting an oil change, you're going to have a master tech doing the work. And we feel good about the quality that we can offer because our master techs, we do 40 hours of training a year for all of our mechanics. So they're up to date on the latest stuff. They use the latest equipment.
Well, it used to be you had to get your car tuned up back when I was a kid, and you don't have to do that anymore, do you?
You know, most manufacturers are 100,000-mile tune-ups. Some Chrysler does 30,000-mile spark plugs still on some of their models, but most of them are 100,000-mile dual platinum plugs. It's a little bit more expensive, but you don't have to do it nearly as often.
Are you replacing a lot of shocks these days because of these roads out here?
No. Yeah, you're talking about the wonderful
the roads.
The roads.
Do you drive around here?
Potholes.
Big potholes in case.
That's what we call the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Good for somebody, anyways.
I had to replace my shocks the other day, and I said, "You're kidding me." And that's because he said he hit too many potholes out there.
Yep.
It's just amazing what's going on. So it's how do I have to leave my car there with you for a week, or what do you have to do to fix it?
Well, typically we're going to be same day. Obviously it depends on what's wrong with it and parts availability. But typically it's the same day. If it is a long-term repair, we do offer rental vehicles from Enterprise. They can get you into a rental car, and we can just add it right to your bill so you don't have to pay for the rental car separate or anything like that. We've got to deal with Enterprise at $25 a day for rental cars. So
sounds like a pretty cool service, actually. So if something goes wrong, and it never happens at the right time, right?
It's always inconvenient when your car
breaks. When
something
happens to your vehicle, it's never at the right time. So you'll, A, go to their business, wherever you're working, you'll grab the vehicle, bring it back, get it fixed same day when possible, get the car back, and you're good to go. Not everybody's got another car laying around where they can just, you know, at their disposal, where they can just have a second vehicle. A lot of people have one vehicle that they're relying on.
Absolutely. Yep. And most people, if you do have two vehicles, you got two people at work. So nobody has just time to take care of car repair.
How long you guys been around?
We've been in business. This is July will be our sixth year. We've got a location in Lansing and one in Jackson. And we've been open in Jackson for just about 3 years.
Where are you located in Jackson?
We're on Page Ave, east of Menards.
East of Menards.
I guess it doesn't matter where you're
at. It doesn't matter because we're all over Jackson. So a lot of our customers have never seen our shop. Right. They just call us up when they need something, and we pick up their car. So,
is there anything common nowadays that you see a lot more than you see anything else as type of repair?
It really depends on the car. Every make and model has their unique little things that are common to that car, but I wouldn't say there's anything really common. We do a lot of maintenance. We do a lot of alignments and tires and brakes and just the normal stuff. A lot of times nowadays there's electrical issues that need to be chased down. That's why we have our master techs there. We do a lot of PCM programming. Computers need to be updated just like your iPhone. So we do a lot of that. We have that ability. There's not really a repair that I would say is that's the common repair, but on each car line there's something that, you know, Fords are known for this, Chevys are known for that. We fix it all, so we see it all.
So you're telling us that Fords have certain problems, Chevys have certain problems?
Yeah, every car is going to have a problem that's kind of unique to it. Certain cars are more prone to fuel pumps at certain mileages, certain cars are more prone to suspension parts going bad. Most cars nowadays are made pretty good.
How important is basic maintenance? I know you should probably look at your owner's manual and do certain things at certain. I don't know anybody that does that actually. But how important is it to do the basic maintenance stuff? And I know you can help them out with that.
Yeah, that's very important. And most people don't have the time or don't understand what needs to be done. So that alone is going to make any car last, you know, at least twice as long.
Do you read your manual, James?
No, right. Of course not.
Like reading your insurance policy, man. You don't read that stuff. Give me a break.
I grew up in this. My dad was a lead mechanic for the Hillsdale County Road Commission for 30 years. His
awesome.
Dad was the lead mechanic for the Hillsdale County Road Commission for 30 years. I heard all the lingo, but I totally rebelled. I didn't want
to. So, yeah, what happened to you?
Yeah. Couldn't do it.
Can you repair a car?
No.
You don't know anything about engine?
You know what? I'm embarrassed to tell you today, Rick, that I could not change the oil in my vehicle. You could pay me $100 to do it, and I would know the first. I could probably YouTube it.
You know, that's about the only way I could do it, too. I'll tell you right. I'd probably forget to put that plug back in. So
I'd take it to Darren.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't have to take it there. We'll just pick it up.
There you go.
That's right.
Darren, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
We certainly appreciate it. It's our live radio show on WKHM, News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. We're live from Good Morning Greater Jackson with the Chamber of Commerce downtown at Bellinote Restaurante. And for our studio audience, everybody listening to the radio, how's the breakfast this morning from Bellinote Restaurante?
Breakfast. You got a big audience here today, too.
Standing room only downtown.
It is standing room only, I tell you.
Next guest is Tim Walls and Dan Weaver from Barker Weber Insurance.
Good morning, Jamie. Morning, Rick.
Hi, Tim.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm perfect. How are you doing?
Good. Everybody's favorite topic, insurance.
Insurance
day.
Tell us a little bit about Barker Weber.
Barker Weber. Well, you may not know, but we've been in Jackson since 1982.
That's a while.
That's a while. I haven't been there since 82, but Bill and Carl were there since 1982. Started with Bill and Carl and one receptionist, so three employees, 1982. Continued to grow. Right now we have 29 employees.
No kidding.
Yeah. It, you know, driving by the building, it may not seem like it's that big, but 29 employees. And having that many employees, we can specialize in each area, you know. So you can be a jack of all trade and a master of none, but really when you get that big of base, you can start specializing in particular things and really, really learn it well and be able to serve your clients well.
Well, what are the biggies? What are the areas that you're talking about for insurance?
So my specialty is our group benefits, the employee benefits plans. So, you know, I focus with working with small employers and large employers on getting medical care to their staff, dental care, vision, life insurance. So all those kind of group benefits. So that would be my specialty. Dan's in the department with me. He's our president. He specializes in obviously group plans, but he does a lot with some retirement-based plans as well for large companies, small companies. And then you've got property and casualty. So you've got commercial property and casualty that'll kind of be a specialty, you know, working with businesses about making sure that their stuff's taken care of. And you've got home and auto, you know, personal property and casualty that'll be kind of a specialty. You've got life insurance, right? I mean, we all need life insurance. So we've got dedicated staff to each kind of one of those general areas that really live and breathe that every day to be able to serve their clients the best.
For some of the business owners that we have in the room today or people that would manage the employee benefits department, that has got to be huge right now. You're either a hero or a zero in that department.
Yeah, it changes every day. You know, I think we've all kind of got used to a little bit the Affordable Care Act and the requirements and the implications. But, you know, one thing that we pride ourselves is, you know, on compliance and education with our clients. And so, you know, with the American Health Care Act that may or may not pass the Senate, you know, right now it's still in the Senate. Pass the House. So, you know, we're constantly looking forward to see how that's going to, you know, impact our clients and trying to do some forecasting for them to make sure that if new legislation passes that they have enough time to try to forecast the impacts to their employees and to their finances.
Do you typically see that you're the one that's communicating that information to businesses, business owners, people making these decisions, or are they coming to you?
Both, you know, so they may see something on the news and send us an email or give us a text or call us and say, hey, Dan or Tim, what's going on?
How does that usually go, by the way? Is it one word? Is it help? Help me.
Well, we're on the radio. We don't have a 7-second dump button there, so I won't tell you how it really goes. But, yeah, help is a good, you know, good word for that. You know, just reaching out for education. How is this going to impact us? Is this going to be a big ticket item or is this just going to be a minor little change we can all sweep past.
And in most, I guess in most cases, after you kind of go through the scenarios with them, do people seem to be happy?
Yeah, you know, our thing is customized service, and it's all about education. So, you know, we'll give them a suite of options, you know, can say here's the most expensive, you know, here's the middle of the road kind of thing. But it's really education. So even if we can tell the clients, hey, your premiums are going up, this is why, here are some things that you can do to try to help offset that in the future, you know, they really respect and they really appreciate that relationship and just that dialogue.
Just changing gears a little bit to maybe the individual who wants insurance, is there any truth to the matter still of having multiple policies and getting a discount?
Good question. So most of our carriers, so we're an independent insurance agency, so we, you know, we can write business with 30, 34 carriers, something like that, a huge number. And so probably the vast majority of those carriers will have a multi-policy discount, and it ranges from a couple percent, you know, 3%, 5%, something like that, depending on who the carrier is. But yeah, if you have your home and your auto together, you know, you could save 3 to 5% or 10%, whatever the number is on having, you know, on that particular carrier, having those together. Same thing applies with life. If you have your, you know, life insurance with your home and policy, save you a discount there.
One of the things that I would think would be really important to people and businesses alike, when something happens, right? That's why nobody wants, raise your hand if you want to have insurance in this room. Who wants to pay for insurance? No, nobody wants to pay for it. You get it because if something happens, you guys are there for. So I would think that the biggie would be when something happens, if you have that accident, if you have a fire, heaven forbid something happens, you're there for their back.
Exactly, yeah. So the way that we approach it in our agency is we are our clients' biggest advocates. And so when something happens, we are there the first to step up and say, hey, let's file this claim, let's get it going, and then we can work as their liaison with the insurance company to make sure that the payments are prompt, that it's fair. You know, we do business with all reputable insurers, but we are our client's biggest advocate. So it's important to us that when something happens, of course, it's never a good phone call to get, but our role as their advocates we take incredibly serious.
One of the topics that I have in my cheat sheet that I know nothing about, but you obviously will, cyber insurance.
Cyber insurance. I feel I'm hogging the radio. I feel like maybe Dan should say hi or something anyways this morning. But, yeah, so cyber insurance, you know, it's kind of the last thing we want to talk about, cyber this, cyber that. I think the old adage of, you know, people want to hack your system to get a debit card number is really old school. 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, we saw a cyber attack called WannaCry or WannaCrypt. In the matter of like 24 hours, 200,000 people were impacted over 150 countries. And it was a ransomware attack, which meant you turn your computer on and you get a lovely message that says, if you want any of your files back, go ahead and pay us the low, low fee of whatever, right? You know? So they would require Bitcoin or money orders or however they did it. So
yeah, we had a couple people in the office asking about that. I said, don't pay them anything.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Give me the money. Don't pay them.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, it is so important. You know, it's not something that's going to happen to everybody. It's not, they're not just going after Ford and GM, right? I mean, if they can get into small shops and pick up a couple $100 in ransom, you know, they're going to try to do it. So, you know, I guess the important thing for our clients is education, not only on the cyber insurance that we offer that could kind of mitigate some of those risks, and we have some policies that actually pay the ransom if you end up with ransomware, but it's really an important relationship to have with, like, your computer consultants. So our biggest stance when we're working with clients on cyber liability is to make sure you're working with a chamber member that's a good computer consultant to get your networks and your firewall set up appropriately so that you don't have to use our cyber liability insurance.
All right, because you are hogging the microphone, let me talk to Dan for just a second.
All right, thanks, Jamie.
Great job, Tim. Hi, Dan, how are you?
Good morning, pretty good. How are you?
So what do you do?
Well, like, as Tim said, I specialize in the group benefits arena, mainly working with businesses with their health and dental benefits as well as retirement plans.
Why should people use Barker Weber?
Because we care. You know, we are looking out for, you know, their best interest, and we're trying to match our clients up with the best plans, the best fit for their employees. And, you know, we're going to be there. We've been here, like Tim said, since 82, and we don't plan on going anywhere.
Tim and Dan, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great job, Barker Weber, Tim Walls, Dan Weaver, our radio show. Live from Bellinote Restaurante this morning on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5.
It's just we're going to go from an exciting subject of insurance to Rooney's Sewer Service. So,
it can be exciting, though.
Exciting.
It's going to be exciting, boy, I tell you. All right. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, Tom. How are you doing?
Good.
Everybody does need you and wants you, I tell you, in so many ways, no doubt about it. We've all been there. But so you guys been around since 2008.
Well, yeah, I took over in 2008. We've actually been in business since 91. My father passed, and I took over about 6 months after. Uh-huh. So I've been running it as Rooney's Sewer and Drain Service ever since. Yep.
No kidding. So you probably worked there before that, too, in 2008.
I was eight when I started.
Eight when you started? Well, that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'm 29, so I've been doing this longer than most adult men.
That's 21, Jamie, if you didn't know that.
So, I was doing the math in my head. Thank you, Rick.
No, that's right.
So glad I could be here for you today.
I really miss Greg so bad, I tell you now. So tell us, you know, tell us about all your services you do.
Yeah, you know, I grew up, my father was just a one man, one van with his son vehicle. You know, we went out and did just residential. I found that residential people don't like to pay as well, or it's just not as reliable. So when I came into business, I started focusing on commercial. And I bought Kapinski Sanitation out in, it would have been 2013. And that really just brought us on board with having a lot more business, a lot more need of better equipment, and we're up to 10 employees. You know, I started out with just myself and two guys, and we have a office location for the last 4 years, and we've been purchasing more equipment, learning every year. As Darren said earlier, we focus on teaching our guys the new and great aspects of the business.
Okay, you got 10 guys. That's so you've got – what kind of hours do you guys operate?
We like to work just 7 to 7, but obviously, you know, Mother's Day I got a call from a pilot up in Grand Ledge. I had to drive at 6 o'clock at night up there. I mean, it just depends on when they come in. So.
Well, yeah, I get it. I mean, because it can be a problem at times, and I know we need your services, no doubt about it. But you do other things more than that, too. Don't you do some kind of yard work, too?
Yeah, so when I would leave a home, I would find that people didn't want to clean up the mess. They didn't want to fix the issues that were caused by the mess. So I started a couple little side businesses that have grown, and actually half my crew does this now. When sewer backs up, nobody wants to clean up the mess or cut out the drywall or remove anything that's been damaged. So we started doing that also. We also haul away debris. We offer the cleanup. We're not a restoration company, but we do have people we work with for that. And then we also do the work back. We can fix the drywall. We can do, you know, the trim, whatever you need.
Right. You know, your business becomes sophisticated too, don't you? You guys got cameras now and everything that go down the pipes. Is that right?
Yep. We have three cameras. They can record. We can locate. So if you have an issue, if you just want to stop paying us to come out and just do it twice a year, we can actually locate the issue and then repair it. Because we do offer the replacement. Also, we dig them up and replace them.
I don't know if this is appropriate for breakfast, but what kind of things do you typically find that are clogging drains? I got to believe you find some pretty interesting
things. Don't answer that. Don't answer.
I find a lot of stuff.
Remember, people are eating breakfast, I got to believe there's a lot of interesting things.
There is. The biggest thing nowadays is those flushable wipes. They're not flushable, and actually they're going to ban them in a lot of states. The convention I went to this last February in Indianapolis said the city of New York spends $60 million a year because of people flushing wipes. That's,
you're talking about those Clorox-type wipes?
That's any wipe. Makeup wipes for girls, baby wipes. People use wipes for everything nowadays.
Yeah.
And so city of Denver, $600,000 a year. Chelsea alone, very close to home, $200,000 a year. They are causing pumps to back up. They clog the city sewers. So you got to think of all the overtime, all the time it takes. So they're actually looking to ban them and being able to be sold in Walmarts and Meijers and stuff like that.
Do they tell you to throw them down the drain?
It says right on them, flushable, and people do
it.
People do it, yeah. So that's our biggest culprit. And then besides that, I mean, I've seen some fun stuff, but I'm not going to mention it this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
When we go to break at the top of the hour, maybe we'll discuss.
You can talk. Yeah, that really, you were excited about that, are you?
When I saw him here, I thought this was a very important topic today.
What kind of life do you live, anyway?
I heard a radio commercial one time that I thought would be the best, and I think I've talked to Tom about this. Preventive maintenance. We were talking just a few minutes ago with Darren from Vision Tire about preventative stuff that you can do on your vehicle. I would think that the same thing would be true at home as well. And one of the greatest radio commercials, and it was almost a scare tactic, but it's, you know, Billy and Susie come home. They just had a nice dinner out. They'd lived in the house for 15 years. They'd never done anything to their septic tank, and they came home, and everything had just exploded and backed up, and their whole house was ruined. You should have called Rooney's.
You did do a commercial for me already.
Was that you?
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah, you,
right.
That's a commercial you guys made for me.
That was a good commercial that we did for you.
Oh, you did that commercial?
That was a great commercial.
Don't throw wipes down there anymore, okay?
But preventative maintenance has got to be important, I would think.
Yeah, it is. We can't convince homeowners generally to do this. Even though twice a year, whether it's on 4th of July or Super Bowl Sunday, they flood their house out, no matter how many times. So we just don't even call them anymore to tell them, to convince them. Commercially, that's a lot better for restaurants and grocery stores. I'm actually able to take care of commercial customers a lot better. They know that's going to happen. They don't want to call me at 10 o'clock at night and get charged extra. So they set it up and take care of it. residential, it's the same thing, though. We can set up a two-year or twice-a-year policy where we come out and take care of it, and that's to get rid of roots and other debris that you have problems with. A lot of people can't afford their sewer replaced, so if they stay on top of it, they can spend $200 a year instead of five or six when it comes to their basement flooding. Plus insurance companies, you guys only give them once. I mean, the insurance companies do it once. They won't do it more than once. They'll clean it up, and then after that, if you do it again and you don't take care of your problem, they're going to cancel you.
That's what those other guys, not us. We don't do that. Yeah. So where are you guys located? Where are you at?
We're on Francis Street out near the old Red Cross building going towards Vandercook. The old Joyful Cafe right next door to there.
Well, great. Well, I'm going to call you guys next time for sure.
You must be super busy, and I'm guessing that you have more than one vehicle now because I see that Rooney's truck everywhere.
Do you see it, John?
Yeah, we have four vans and two pickup trucks. Yeah, cool. We're all over.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks for coming today. It's great. I mean, it really is interesting and to talk about that. We don't want to use you, but we know we have to. But preventative maintenance is probably the best thing. Probably a good thing for what you put in your body, too, preventative maintenance, you know, like that, down your drain or in your body. Think about it. All right, well, thanks to Rooney's and that, and good luck to you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks to all of our guests for the first half hour. We're going to do it again. We'll take a quick break for the news on the radio here at WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5, and back for another half hour of some exciting guests at Good Morning Greater Jackson, downtown Jackson at Bellanote Restaurante with a Chamber.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome back. We're live downtown Jackson, Bellanote Restaurante. Second half of Good Morning Greater Jackson going on with the Greater Jackson Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jamie McKibben filling in for Greg O'Connor. And, of course, Rick Walton is here with me as well today. Great breakfast going on this morning at Bellanote Restaurante. If you're listening to this thinking, man, this sounds like a great networking experience, this sounds like something that I want to do, check out the Chamber's website, and we'll get you the date of the next Chamber of Commerce, Good Morning Greater Jackson, so you can come down for breakfast before work and check it all out as well. We've got a couple more great guests, including Chris Cook, who's going to be joining us in just a few minutes from Myers, Lombardini, and Lomansky Insurance. And I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but Chris Cook is a champion here locally, and I'll tell you about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, Butch Irwin, Rick, is on from Comfort Keepers this morning.
He's coming on today, too?
He's coming on.
You're doing a good job today, too, Jimmy. I want you to know that. I think you got a future in radio.
Thank you.
I think you do. I think you might.
But honestly, somebody asked me in the audience, they said, is this your first time? Yes, this is my first time for Good Morning Greater Jackson.
Yeah, but he's on the this guy's only been doing, how long have you been doing the radio thing?
22 years.
22 years. I think I've known you for how many long have I known you?
23 years.
23 years, something like that. That's right. He guy likes to hunt. You know, this is the guy who puts on the shows down there with the hunting and animals and wild women. I mean, and all the other stuff. Whatever. I forget what you do, but something like that. I can't remember.
Happily married man, right?
Yeah, I know what you are. A nice son. We've got Comfort Keepers here, and so you probably don't know what Comfort Keepers means. And we got Butcher one. You're going to tell us what all about Comfort Keepers. And I know it's an industry that continues just to expand because we got old people like Greg O'Connor here that's, you know, needs your help.
I was going to say Rick Walt.
Hey, wait a second.
That's why we had you do this interview.
We went to school today together, didn't we?
You and I, or you and Greg?
You and me. All right. Butch Irwin, so tell us all about Comfort Keepers.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having us. Thanks to Patrick and Matt for having us here from the Chamber, and Jamie and Rick. I appreciate the offer, and look forward to sharing what Comfort Keepers is. We're a non-medical in-home care company. Been around for about 18 years. We service the Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee areas. And we provide just about any kind of non-medical service in the home. The one thing we do ask our caregivers to do is keep one foot on the ground. So when it comes to roof repairs and sewer repairs, you know, we prefer that they'd stay out of that. We'd prefer to stay in the arena of providing companionship care, personal care. Some of those services include, like, folks that might need help with bathing and grooming, the upper part of the toileting end, not the lower part that the Rooney's care for. We also provide services such as incidental transportation. We find a lot of the elderly that are still able to get out and about probably don't drive and possibly shouldn't drive. Although I will share that we do have a 100-year-old fellow right now that lives in North Adams, and he ventures to Ann Arbor twice a month on his own.
Could you tell us when he does that?
You know, I heard him say that he goes to Ann Arbor twice a year, and I was a little concerned, although once I spoke to the fellow, I realized that his wit is possibly sharper than mine. I don't know how his driving skills are, so...
Wow. I got a 93-year-old mother who stopped driving a couple of years ago, and it was a good thing. I mean, I think she's listening, Mom. I love you, Mom. You're the greatest. But, I mean, it's frightening. I mean, it really can be frightening out there. You're not quite the same as when you were 53, 73, whatever.
Absolutely. And I think he understands that, you know, he's probably to the point where a lot of people question his abilities. But, you know, up and above that, we're there to help with just about any need in the home. We have a lot of folks, unfortunately, we service the veterans in the home. We have some paraplegics and quadriplegics that you know, are in desperate need of just care in the home. We have folks with unfortunate diseases such as multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy that, you know, are really counting on others to help them in their daily activities. So we're there to help them, you know, get bathed in the morning, get up out of bed, promote their social activities throughout the day. There's simple things, just as medication reminders that we can help with in the home. Typically what we find is a lot of the kids nowadays live in distant areas. They come home for the holidays or to visit, and they find that mom or dad have, you know, food stains on their clothes and their refrigerator is empty and, you know, their medications are full, and they just realize, you know, mom and dad might have some issues that we really need to get involved with. And, you know, that's when they start looking, and they might find Comfort Keepers and realize that those are things that we can help out with in the home.
Well, everybody's so busy, too. You know, it's not that my grandfather is 85 years old, and I'm actually going to see him for lunch today, so I'm really excited about that. You know, he's not getting any younger. He's not moving any quicker, but he still loves. He calls himself, what does he say? I love to gad about town. That's what he always says. I love, he does. He loves to, you know, run in and go out for breakfast or go play bingo later at night with some of his friends. But, you know, there are times when your health takes over and, you know, you can maybe still get out, but you can't drive. And it sounds like you guys can provide a great service there.
Absolutely. One of the things that we try to promote our caregivers to involve the clients with is what we call interactive caregiving. We try to promote their social well-being, their mental well-being, their physical well-being. And by involving them in the daily activities, it helps stimulate their minds, their muscles, and just even their emotions. Many times what we find is we'll get a son or a daughter call and saying, you know, I really think we need some help with mom or dad. You know, they just aren't eating very well, and we're afraid they're missing some medications. And what we find when we get in the home, a lot of these folks really just are in need of some companionship. They really get down and down in the dumps with, you know, no family being around. And if they've lost a spouse recently or something, you know, that can really be a hard on them mentally. So, you know, we really try to be there not only for the physical needs, but, you know, really try to keep their spirits up emotionally and spiritually and keep them, you know, involved in everyday living.
Never a fun decision, I guess, or a fun topic. But when somebody gets to that stage or you're noticing that your loved one needs some help, what's the best way to go about it? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, one of the first things that happens usually is people, as in the children, start seeing signs. They see that mom and dad don't remember their names, possibly, which could be an early sign of dementia. You know, so when they see the physical signs that, you know, they got the stains on the shirt, that the refrigerator's empty, they start realizing that there's a need for care. And nowadays, with the digital environment we have, you go into the computer and you throw in some of these words as senior care, home care, in-home care. You know, companies like ourselves will pop up and you'll see a list of services, and it makes it really pretty easy to find a company that can help out in the home. So,
do you drive also, the people around?
Well, should I drive or do I drive?
Yes,
I do.
Yes.
I do, but some people probably question my ability, but yes, I do.
No, I don't mean you personally.
Oh,
your company does that.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, we do. We actually can provide transportation one of two ways. Our caregivers are all bonded, insured, and do have to have valid auto insurance prior to becoming a caregiver. So they can take our clients to activities or shopping or errands or whatever the case might be. But also, we are able to drive the clients' vehicles. Sometimes there's issues where they might not be able to get into our vehicles, so we can drive their vehicles. So, yes, we do.
All right, great. Well, we appreciate it. And you're in the book, and everybody can call you, whatever, right?
Absolutely. We're on the website. We're in the book. And please give us a call if we can help.
I shouldn't say book. It kind of ages me. You got a stain on your shirt. You better call him, too.
Thanks, Jamie and Rick.
Butch Irwin, Comfort Keepers. Myers Lombardini. Thought I was going to screw that up,
very
but
good,
I got through
good.
It. Lemansky Insurance and Chris Cook's with us this morning to wrap things up. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to get into the whole insurance thing in just a second, but I just found out something pretty interesting about Chris.
Probably Chris, shouldn't have told you.
You went to school here locally, right? You from Jackson?
From Jackson. Went to Lumen Christi High School.
Play any sports?
Played some sports, football, basketball, baseball.
Played football at Lumen Christi?
Played football.
What position did you play?
I was a tight end.
A tight end at Lumen Christi in 1996. I'm trying to do some math. Rick made fun of me for math earlier, but I'm trying to do some math. 1996 was a pretty good year for Lumen Christi, right?
We didn't do too bad. We won a few games.
You made it to the end?
Made it to the end, and I think we were playing at Ford Field back then, yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff?
Yeah. Good time. Won the game.
Sure, something that you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Of course, yeah.
They never forget a Lumen like that. You guys always talk about that stuff.
Yeah, you know, I started talking to him, and he said, man, make sure that you bring up that I was a champion at Lumen Christi in 1996.
You're a liar.
Gave me $20 for doing it. Tell us a little bit about Myers Lombardini Lemansky Insurance, Chris.
Myers Lombardini and Lemansky Insurance, we're an independent agency, much like Barker Weber, you know, Walton's, the Richmond's in town.
What does that mean to be independent, I guess?
Being independent just means we work with a number of different companies. There's other companies out there that only have a certain product, whereas as being independent, like Tim said, you know, we might have a dozen different carriers that we can provide services for the different clients, whether it's business insurance or, you know, even home and auto. You know, one company might like that person more than the other, and you might have a, you know, more favorable rate that they can have.
So background in Jackson, how long have you guys been here? Long time from what I understand.
40 years. We just
40 years.
Clicked over the 40 years, but we're in our office is in East Lansing.
Okay.
Where I come in is I grew up, you know, in Jackson and living grew up in Jackson. So we're kind of trying to get involved in the community, you know, in the chamber and come on with you guys.
So they heard about your state championship, and they snagged you up
because
they said,
right.
Hey, this guy, Chris, he's the real deal. He knows everybody in Jackson. Let's get Chris.
That's the idea. But
how long have you been here, I guess, in Jackson as part of the group?
We just joined the chamber. I've been in the insurance world a couple years. My background is actually scrap metal recycling. So not so much insurance, but I really like it. You know, enjoy helping the people and, you know, helping them understand some of the different coverages that are out there.
So maybe this answers it, but you went from that field to this field. I guess, how did that happen and why?
Kids. I moved out of town with the OmniSource, your local scrap company, and I had a couple kids, and we moved back to Jackson to be closer to family. And that's what my family, cousin owns the agency, Lemansky, and he had been poking and prodding at me to try and get me to come over to him, you know, in the past years. And when we moved back, the economy wasn't so great, so you know, there wasn't room for me in the recycling world anymore. But it brings a unique perspective to the insurance world because I think I am maybe the only one that doesn't have a huge background in insurance. It seems like everybody you talk to, you know, went to school for it or you know, worked for one of the larger companies and switched over to the insurance world. But I was more in the management, so that has kind of helped me out a little bit when I'm talking to some of these businesses. I kind of understand where they need to be and, you know, what they need to do to improve their, say, safety plan or something like that to help, you know, on the insurance end.
So you almost look at that as a positive then, that you don't have 40 years of, you know, insurance experience.
Yes, for sure. And there's, you know, different things out there. There's not too many insurance guys that have a scrap metal background. And the scrap guys need insurance too. So
I majored that in college.
I want to see that.
Went to your brain too.
Hey, you guys came from the same area. You got the same haircut. I'll tell you, come on now.
It's same barber.
That is always Rick's backup joke, by the way. I appreciate that. So what are, I guess, a few of the insurance programs that you would offer? What's big right now? You know, we asked the question earlier. I'll ask you the same thing. What are some of the things that, you know, are big in the insurance industry right now? What are some of the programs that you are pushing and educating people about?
Like Tim said, cyber liability is a big thing out there. It seems to be on the tip of everybody's tongue when you're talking about business insurance. We always want to offer that, at least make sure they understand what's out there and what's available to them. Other than that, you know, on the personal lines for like home and auto, you know, it seems like it's a same thing, you know, year in and year out, but there sometimes can be different changes. But just trying to educate on anything that's coming up.
Chris, great job today. Big round of applause for Chris Cook.
Thank you.
Myers, Lombardini, Lemansky Insurance. And, of course, all of our guests. Yeah, we are winding down the radio hour, and Matt Schwartzlander from the Chamber of Commerce has a couple of announcements for us.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Rick. And good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We're broadcasting live from Bellinote here in downtown Jackson with a full house of Chamber members. Thank you to Brandon and Annette from Bellinote for their service this morning. Thank you again to our sponsors this morning, Vision Tire and Auto, Barker Weber Insurance Agency, Rooney Sewer Service, Comfort Keepers, Myers Lombardini Lemansky Insurance. And thank you, everybody. And you can get podcasts of our program at WKHM.com and all of our past shows as well. So I'd like to thank our ambassadors this morning for helping out, John Curtis and Adrian Davis. So we do have a couple new members that recently joined the chamber. I want to run through those. Edward Jones Investments, Kelly Langley, Action Packaging, Eiselhart Nissan, Jackson Auto Company, ORS Foot, Ankle, and Running Center, Hadaway Cleaning and Restoration, Earth's Own Bath and Body, Nerium International, Kathy Ioka, Sharp Construction Company, Pearl Vision, The Carroll Collection, Superior Pool, Gary Pagnow, New York Life Insurance Company, St. John's Catholic Cemetery. A round of applause for all of them. All right, we have a few great events coming up this month at the Chamber, starting this 24th with a ribbon cutting at the ORS Foot, Ankle, and Running Center. On Friday, we have a ribbon cutting downtown here for Edward Jones from Molly Bolton's new office. June 2nd, we have our AM Brew with the Board at Casa Rodriguez. June 27th, we are right here for Good Morning Greater Jackson. And July 19th, we have Speed Networking at the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, sponsored by Comcast. And July 21st, we will have our next legislative Rise and Shine. So thank you for all those that pre-registered this morning. And we have a great studio audience with CP Federal Credit Union, Cleary University, Creative Promotions, Jackson County Prosecutor Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Publishing Company, Legal Shield, Mark Schisler of Capital Bank Card, Nerium International, Kathy Ioka, Teach Out Security Solutions, Salvation Army, New York Life, ADECO, United Way, Christoph and Sons Floor Covering, Malachi Printing, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, and Dancy's Fancy Butter. All right, thank you for coming out this morning. We I'd love to see everybody this morning, everybody listening on the radio. So thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Rick.
All right, thanks, Matt. And that's a wrap on the radio. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Greg O'Connor will be back in action next month. That's it from downtown Jackson. For Good Morning Greater Jackson at WKHM, News Talk 970 and 101.5.